business, not a one-time sale. You don't want to just have one experience with a customer. You want to have many. If you're in a situation where you only deal with somebody once and never again, that's hard. If you can have repeat, that's good. Prefer rental or leasing. There's a lot of advantages to having products that you rent. Leasing businesses, there are many, many successful leasing businesses that have great businesses leasing. Certainly if a product or a service has a built-in sense of urgency like health or financial loss from lack of action and automatic shipping, you know, this is the old example, having a book of the month club where the customer, once they're signed in, those books come every month till that customer stops it. And so they're paying for a book every month, even if they've stopped reading books a year ago, the books are going to keep coming. So a lot of people like something where the customer has to make a decision to stop, action required. Health industry has a lot of that. We have a friend that was in the oxygen business, very successful business here in Denver. I forget what his name of it was, Steve Gibson, some of you might know Steve. And that's what his business was, providing oxygen to people that needed mobile oxygen they'd carry around with them. He started that about 25 years ago and when it really wasn't around much and had a very successful business. And that was his business was built on that urgency. The people got to know their technician. They knew the person that was bringing their oxygen every month and they were excited to see him. And they wouldn't change for anything. And that's a good relationship to have with a customer if you can build something that will bring you that kind of an experience. Okay, so opportunity, a business instead of a practice, we talk about the talent, like a technician, a dentist can be a very talented dentist, he's a practitioner. A business person that puts a group of people together and together they accomplish a profitable result, then that's an organization with a business. And so certainly there's different structures of businesses. Then what do I want regional or national potential rather than local? Certainly less labor is intensive is better. However, labor is better than capital expenditures. So a good business where the less employees you have to have for return of revenue is good. But even better is when you have to have less capital. So big capital expenditures, some businesses are tough to start. Jewelry business became really tough because the startup cost per store went up enormously through the years. What it costs to open a new store. I can't imagine trying to go into that today. And certainly already a market, other companies are doing it successfully. Where do the car dealers go? They go by themselves somewhere? No, they all line up in a row because then everyone comes there. That's not a bad thing. Some people say, oh, competition's bad. Well, competition can be good. There's an example where it is good. If you see somebody go out by themselves, I remember that. A car dealer went out on Kipling and went out there by themselves, suffered for, successful for long, going to be ahead of the curve, get out there, and it would all grow around them, had to close it down. Where are they all at? Down on Wadsworth. 10 of them in a row, whatever's there. So think about that in your process. Competition is not bad. For us as a jeweler, we wanted to be in a regional center where there were 10 other jewelry stores in there. Because then when the customer was out thinking about diamonds or jewelry, they were going to come there, they were going to check everyone out. Key was we had to have some kind of a competitive advantage how we would sell them in our business rather than our competitors. So everyone needs to understand that in their working through it. So demographics or like lifestyle changes creating the need, thus the market. And again, our example, we went from an industry that had very little women making direct purchases on their own. It was typically a husband or a boyfriend or someone buying as a gift. And then as women became more sophisticated in education and the workplace, the big market became the women that were buying for themselves rather than the way it used to be where it was the opposite. So every market, you need to understand where you're at on that, what lifestyle changes are happening to affect you. Okay, has to be emotionally appealing to the customer. There has to be sizzle. The numbers need to work, so there's real money to be made. We've had lots of different models presented to us and talked about in these seminars, and there are a lot of them that end up being pretty quickly. You say, why can't we? Well, it's a hobby. That's why. You know, the husband's doing something, working. The wife is doing something. And she and my husband's upset, you know, every year my expenditures are here, my income is here. Well, you just have to accept that it's a hobby, and do you want to keep doing it or not? Because you've told us all about it, and we had a woman that won national quilting contests. And she tried to really do something with that, her name and everything. She was great at it as a hobby, as a business, it didn't work. Her expenses were so high to get to these things and expose her products to the people that were willing to pay for her high-end quilts, just didn't work. And so, for her, it was you and your husband to sit down and say, hey, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I'm happy with it, and hubby, is it okay if you give me an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a year to keep me going, or not? Because she was trying to figure out how to be a business, and it just didn't look like she could do it. So there needs to be real money to be made, or don't go into it. We had a good friend that opened a store that worked for 5 years for nothing, in something she was passionate about and good at, but she just didn't have the right model. The market wasn't strong enough, and the costs of being there were so high that at the end of the day, there was nothing left. And all she did was just pay her bills for 5 years, and finally the lease ran out, and they closed it, and was gone, and that was a page in her life of working for nothing, just paying the bills. So you be careful to make sure there's real money to be made before you go into the certain businesses that can be very risky. Also, you want to go into something where things are staked in your favor, not against you, not an untried idea. And this is important. Remember we talked about earlier that a great idea does not ensure success. Well, research, they find that an average idea with a great team is more likely than a great idea with an average team. The success goes with the great team and the average idea. So you just have to recognize the importance of the people involved and what they're bringing to it. Yes.
You know, this team effort is so important. I was just an observation, but I'm really impressed by the ideas that came forth in our lemonade, particularly great. On the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we've been in business, in our business, for some time, and so, but to get the right name is so critical. And we had some wonderful, and I think if Bobby and I sat down for 6 weeks and tried to come up with a lemonade name, we'd really scratch our head.
Yep.
You get a team together, people from different walks of life.
Great, good point.
Education, what have you. Boy, I suspect GM and Ford and some of these other companies have 50 in a room. These idea people.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And that's how they do their marketing.
Yeah, sure they do. Yes, John?
There's a big difference between the business world and the education world. The education world, you know, we're all isolates, we're trained, et cetera, but in the business world, you try to call some of these people at companies, and half of the day they're in meetings because they are constantly, every day, doing exactly what we did in our meeting. They're cleaning up, modifying, and putting, whereas in education, we're literally isolates. We go there, and we don't even get trained how to use computers. In business world, they'll spend the Fortune 500 equal amount of money how to use the hardware and software, whereas the education world, they bought it, now you figure it out, see you later.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, recession-proof is a good model to be in. Something is not very susceptible to those changes. Success build on not one client, one product, or one customer, that's dangerous. There are many businesses that went like this and like this, selling Walmart, where they had something that worked and Walmart put it in, and then their business had just instant success by having that huge customer. And then whatever their product was, it slowed down. As soon as it slowed down, they lost that big guy. What happened? They were scrambling to survive after that. Because when you're based on one big customer, that's a dangerous place to be. Okay, certainly payment time or before service is better. Eliminate large accounts receivable aging, collection problems, or cost of bad debt. There are good companies, and the bankers see that all the time, where people get so interested and excited about sales, and they want to sell, and they're not paying attention to managing their receivable. Their receivable grows here. All their capital is just sitting in their receivable. So they're coming to the bank saying, we're out of cash, we need money. Bank goes and looks at it, and they say, well, we can see why. You have this huge receivable that's out of balance. Your receivable should be 70% less than what it was. If it was, you wouldn't even be needing to come to us for capital. So manage receivables. To make a sale just to make a sale is not a sale. It's a risk. It's a possibility until it's been collected. Yes?
There are companies that buy receivables.
Oh, sure. You bet there. But they're going to discount it pretty good it. But there's times when that's okay, and that's the right thing to do. Yeah. Okay, let's go through the driving forces. I'm struggling to stay on track today.